having such a full church. Well, of course, really, Uncle Tom had a deed for his churches, too. He'd get a deed for the church. And he said, well, Mr. Moore says, as soon as I climb up in the pulpit, I says, oh, Lord, let me give them the stuff, but nudge me a little when they've had enough. Says, that's the reason to keep coming back. Says, the Lord nudges me, and when I know when they've got enough. That's a good plan. Yeah.
That's right. Now, what about the of the county, the government and all? That's considered the county seat, they call it?
Clapham was a county seat.
Mm-hmm.
For this county, and Keenansville was a county seat for the adjoining county, Keenansville.
Okay. And how would you greet someone if they came to your house on Christmas?
For what?
For Christmas.
That's a good thing. When they come for Christmas, now we used to always have Christmas down here. It was grandfather's on, but they were deceased. With aunts and uncles, and they just cooked up and had the finest food. Ambrosia was a great food they had for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Ambrosia, always we do. Ambrosia, and had, of course, fruit cake soaked in wine, and had chocolate cakes with the filling, thick as my finger there, loaded with black walnuts.
Mm.
And the whole top was covered with heavy chocolate that was just like Hershey's and full of nuts. And they'd always say, Christmas gift. Christmas gift. And before the war between the states, granduncle said that the slaves always came up to the big house, great-grandfather's house, and they'd have gifts for all the slaves on Christmas Day. And they'd usually have something for them to drink, too. Eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
There was a streak of alcoholism in our family, and they refrained from eggnog when I was coming along.
Mm-hmm.
The men would be drinking, but they wouldn't do anything to encourage that. My aunts and uncles would not.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our relatives had a big punch bowl full of eggnog on Christmas morning, and we do too. And then on Christmas Day, for those that want wine, we have different kinds of wine to serve them before dinner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For a long time, even after we came here, we continued to have it. We'd have wine on Christmas Day for them. And those didn't want it. Most of them didn't want it. And I'd have a little Southern Comfort for some that wanted a little something stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you feel that in a hurry. You don't have to wait till way after a while. Way after a while for Southern Comfort.
That's right.
Yes, and it the fellowship was so good. And sometimes we'd have a Christmas tree here at grandfather's house. We always had a Christmas tree at home. But I remember when we had to have little candle holders, wax candles, and pin them on the tree. See, we had no electricity.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What about New Year's? How would you greet someone?
We never celebrated New Year's much here.
Mm-hmm.
They did in cities, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And never the 4th of July much either. But we did on family birthdays.
Mm-hmm. What about clothes? What kind of clothes would you wear when you were growing up?
Well, when we were growing up, of course, times were hard. You know, in the country here, we had hard times, but we always had plenty of food and not a lot of money. But we always had one outfit of dress-up clothes. We call that our Sunday suit.
Mm-hmm. What parts would it have to it?
Oh, it would be a full suit, you know, a vest and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got home from school, we wore clean clothes to school. But when we got home from school, we had to change our clothes to put on work clothes. But we didn't have a lot of clothes. But we did have this situation. We had relatives that had older children than we did that were far better off than we are. And they'd pass that nice clothes down to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd pass them on to other people, sometimes to colored people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.